Mom University is the podcast for mompreneurs who want to be more profitable in their businesses and still get dinner on the table. If you want to bring in consistent revenue, but you keep getting sidetracked by life with kids, Mom University can help. We'll go over real time-saving strategies, money-making methods, and habits that will get you earning more money and being the kind of mom you want to be.
Hello, hello. So today we are going to talk about how a long to-do list can keep you from your business goals. And we're going to talk about the solution to that because a lot of us feel this pull to have a long to-do list. We just have a lot we need to do. Now, this is especially true if you are a business owner, you're an entrepreneur, and you're a mom. Because what happens is we've got these competing desires, right? We're moms, we have all the things of home and family that moms take care of, and we've got this business that's just calling to us that we know we need to do, but that just leads to so many things that we need to take care of. So traditional time management just doesn't work for mompreneurs. Traditional time management tells you that, you know, just go through the day and get things done. And it's almost machine-like. Well, put this time slot, you're going to do this thing in this time slot. You're going to spend a certain amount of time on an activity. And it doesn't take into account what mompreneurs are actually dealing with. We're dealing with interruptions. If you have kids, you have interruptions. If your kids are little, those interruptions are multiplied. And if your kids are older, maybe they're in school during the day, and yet the school still calls. They get out early. Today, my son is home. He's playing downstairs because there was no school today randomly. It's a non-student day. Those kind of things just come up. They happen. And that's just part of being a mom. And so if we don't take those things into account when we are figuring out our to-do list and our schedule, then we're really going to run into issues when those interruptions do come up because we haven't planned for them. Now, another reason that traditional time management can be a struggle for mompreneurs is because of energy, right? We don't have the same energy at 8 a.m. that we have at 8 p.m. And I would flip that. I would say, I don't have the same energy at 8 p.m. that I have at 8 a.m. because I get going in the morning and by nighttime I am done. And your energy may be different, but the truth is your energy kind of waxes and wanes during the day. You may have more energy at one point, you may have less energy at another. And it's really dependent on things going on in your life, right? If you had a kid who had a meltdown, or you just had a run-in with your teenager, it's really hard to get all the excitement and energy to go and work on your business the way that you need to because you're drained. And that energy plays a big role in what we're able to get done on our to-do list. Now, the other reason traditional time management can be a real struggle for mompreneurs is because we want to prioritize what we need to get done, but we have these very strong competing priorities of family. We know that matters. We want to be good moms. We want to show up for our families and business. And our business is important to us, and we want to do a good job in our business, but family and business kind of compete with each other. And so what we end up doing is creating this long to-do list. We make a long list of all the things that we need to get done. But that long list can actually keep you from your business goals. It can hold you back from the things that you want to do. You end up, when you look at this long list, you end up feeling overwhelmed. Or sometimes you just aren't able to get to it and then you give up and you feel guilt because you weren't able to do the things that you needed to do on your business, or you feel guilt because you did the things you needed to do on your business and you weren't there the way you wanted to be for your family. And so those competing priorities put you in a situation where you feel like your to-do list is the enemy. So we're going to talk about how to solve this today, some of the ways that we can fix this, and there's a three-step process we're going to go through. This is something that I teach in my group coaching program, and this is just going to help outline how to overcome this issue of a long to-do list keeping you from your business goals and basically what to do instead. So step number one is know what you want. This sounds so simple, and yet it is so hard. Over and over when I ask people, what do you want? They don't know. They don't know what they want. And if you don't know what you want, it's really, really hard to get it. Norman Vincent Peale said, "The great secret of getting what you want from life is to know what you want and believe you can have it." Know and believe. That's a huge part of it. So know what you want. Now, what I would recommend doing is getting out a pen and paper and really letting yourself just go. This can be hard because a lot of times we start to think about what we want and immediately a little voice pops in and says, but how are you going to do that? The how keeps us from saying what we want. And so don't think about the how. Just let yourself think about what. Well, what do I want? What do I want in my family? What do I want in my business? If I had the kind of business that I wanted, what would that mean for my family? What would that actually look like? Write it all out. The time you're going to, that you would ideally like to spend, when you would do it, what that would look like, how much money you would bring in, what kind of mom you want to be, what matters to you in your motherhood. Write it all down. It's really powerful when you start to just let yourself daydream and write these things out. Knowing what you want is such a crucial piece of this puzzle. We often look at time management in isolation, like, okay, I need to get all this stuff done and I have all this stuff done. But if you haven't done the first step of getting clear on what you want, then the truth is you're never going to be able to prioritize your time right, because what are you prioritizing for, right? You have to figure out what you want so that you know what stays and what goes, what matters in your to-do list and what doesn't. So step one, know what you want, write it down. Step two, okay, so you know what you want, but now what milestones need to happen along the way to get there? So let's say you've written out, okay, I want to write a book and I want to do it where it doesn't interfere with my family. Like, I know I want to have this book, but I don't want to be the mom who is always saying like, leave me alone, I'm writing, I can't make dinner, I can't, you know, do all these things, I can't play with you, I can't read a book, whatever, because I'm busy writing my book. And so you've got to figure out, okay, well then what does that look like? And now that I know what that looks like, what needs to happen? Well, I'm going to write this book and I want it done in the next year or 2 years or however long. So what does that look like on a yearly basis? I want the book done. Well, what about on a quarterly basis? What about on a monthly basis? Break it down, break it down, break it down. Well, what does that look like in a week? This is as far as I suggest in this point that you break it down. So if I wanted to write a book in a year, what would I need to do every week to make that happen? Well, every week I would need to write, and maybe you're going to set a word count or a time amount that you're going to put to working on your book. You're going to be very clear about, in this week, that's what's going to happen. Now, those milestones for the week can be pretty solid. Like, okay, this is what needs to happen in a week, because here's what I know. When we try to plan for the day is really unpredictable. A lot of things can come and throw off our day. And when we get really fixated on a certain thing needs to happen in a day and then we don't get it done, we end up feeling really frustrated with ourselves because we didn't do what we set out to do. On the other hand, if we give ourselves a week, maybe Monday's a little rough, but Tuesday our kid goes over for a play date and we have a little extra time and we get to spend a little extra time working towards our goal. And so it all kind of balances out in a week. We've got that rhythm of a week to let us figure out what needs to happen, and that becomes really powerful. So step one, know what you want. Step two, what steps or milestones need to happen in those time frames, quarterly, monthly, weekly, in order for us to make progress on what we want. And then step three is what I call the daily big three. So the daily big three are looking at what you want in that week and saying, okay, what bite-sized pieces of those goals can I take today? You want your daily big three to be small enough that you pretty much are going to get those done. Like 80% of the time, you are going to get those done, even if other things come up. You don't want them so big that you're failing at your daily big three day after day. You want them small enough that you're like, okay, Yes, pretty much every day I can accomplish my daily big three. That's going to create some momentum. That's going to help you feel really good about what you're doing. Why are they called the daily big three if they're small? Well, because they are the big needle movers. These are the big things that are going to help you reach your week, which is going to help you reach your month, which is going to help you reach your quarter, your year, and ultimately what you want. So break them down small. Now, one of the things that I want to say here for your daily, what you do daily, is we talked a little bit earlier about energy, right? Having enough energy to do what you need to do. Well, one of the pieces of the puzzle is self-care. What you do for yourself and your self-care actually really matters a lot into giving you that energy. So if you've got this long to-do list, or even if you've broken it down to three things, but it's all nothing that fills you up, right? Your three things are do something for the PTA and make dinner and go and do this, and they feel like chores rather than something that excites you and gives you energy, then it's still going to be really hard to get those done. So if you find yourself struggling to get your daily big three done, I recommend you look at your self-care. Am I getting the things that I need? So some of these are just plain old physical needs, sleep, eating right, moving your body, right? Things like that. But also that extra one of what excites me? What makes me excited to get up in the morning? What do I feel good when I do? So for me, it's yoga. It's reading my scriptures. It's spending time with my family. Those are pieces of my self-care that make my life better. And if I'm not getting those pieces in, then the other things don't feel like they matter as much. I don't have the energy or the desire to get as much done. And so I'm much less productive if I don't have that self-care piece in. Now, the other thing I want to highlight is we're not machines. And because of that, our energy is going to differ day to day. And we're not always going to get done everything that we set out to do. And this is why I built in a process of doing a weekly review. So each week, looking at, okay, what did I do last week that worked? And what did I do last week that didn't work? And how am I going to adjust in the coming week so that it will be better? That's part of my process every single week, so that I am making progress, and I'm moving forward, and I'm able to align what I'm doing in the week with what I ultimately want. Because that alignment and checking back in is what actually helps us to get out of the cycle of busyness, being too busy, checking things off a list, but not making progress. We can spend all day doing stuff. We can spend all day being busy, and then we can finish out the day or the week or the month. And if those things weren't the things leading us toward what we want, then we're going to feel like we missed the mark. We're going to feel like our time was wasted, like we're not making progress, like we're not moving towards our goals. So do your daily big three. Make sure they are what matters to you. And then once those are crossed off, once those are done, go live your life. Go be a mom. Go do all the other things you need to do, and know that you're making progress on what matters most to you. So this is a powerful, powerful system that can really help you to start to make progress, make money in your business, be the kind of mom you want to be. If you have any questions, let me know, and thanks for being here.
I hope this episode was helpful. If it was, then don't stop now. I'm here to help you with your business goals and your mom life. My book, Just Give Me a Minute or 10, will help you find time to fit your mompreneurship into your busy day. You can get that at chanelnielsen.com.